like royalty. My brothers, and all of my bitches, they loyal to me. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Dolph.
Yeah, royalty kings. Royalty, yeah, royalty, royalty, royalty. Treat all of my niggas like royalty. Woo. And all of my bitches, they loyal to me. It's Dolph. My little bitch just asked me, Dolph, what do you need, your highness?
I'm good.
I just spent the 100 with TV Johnny, just on diamonds. Spent another 60 with Elliot, yeah, for perfect timing. Too much money in front of me, put all the bullshit behind me. Yeah, hear no evil, see no evil, I just see dead press. My boys, they stupid with their choppers on young
dreadheads.
Now I ain't coming to America, I'm coming to California. All of my bitches, they loyal to me, that's how I got my diploma. Versace roll, go Cartier. I do what I want with this shit like Kanye. I only drink syrup, no Bombay. I knew I was gonna do this shit big one day. You get too much money, then they get afraid. My great-great-granddaddy used to be a slave. They start to hate on you when they know that you paid. Fuck it, I guess this the price that you pay. Yeah, royalty.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fucking
royalty, you royalty, royalty. Ain't no man with me. Treat all of my niggas like royalty. My brothers. And all of my bitches, they loyal to me.
Rest in peace, Dolph. He was lying right there. That nigga talking about all his bitches was loyal to him. He said all his bitches was loyal to him. I don't know about that one. They ain't all loyal to you. They ain't all loyal to you. But it's cool, though. It's cool, though. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses, you already know.
Episode 128 out this bitch.
We in the fucking building.
Shut up, nigga. Here you go. He get excited. I just had this conversation with you, bro.
How you gonna tell me shut up? I'm getting excited. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm saying because the cameras is on. You change.
Yeah, don't act different.
You change, bro. You fucking change.
We still the same.
Huh?
Royalty.
Royalty.
Shit, I don't really fight loyalty.
I'm with you on that.
Mayday, mayday.
He said all his bitches was loyal to him, though. I don't know.
Walk barefoot on shit like Kunta Kinte. What do you say?
That's how you feeling, bro?
That's bitch, how you feeling? What are you doing you walking this way,
There you go.
Talk that shit,
and burn
Moses.
Like a joint, like a smoke with El Sensei.
Talk the shit, Moses.
The fuck is up?
Episode 128, like I said before, fuck cancer. Rest in peace, Daytoria. Rest in peace, Marco. Today is his death date. Five years, man. 5 years, cuz been gone, man. One of the realest niggas I know besides OG. Rest in peace, OG.
Right. Yeah, rest in peace, my homie in New York, Quaid. He passed from cancer a few weeks ago. He had beat lung cancer, but it ended up spreading to his brain.
So
rest in peace to him, and you know, prayers to him and his family. I know he had a few kids and shit. So rest in peace, Quaid, aka Raga, my Jamaican brethren. You know what I mean?
R.I.P.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace. So let's go ahead and get this shit started. I'm here to talk shit because that's what I like to do. And I think I come to the decision that I'm going to be a little youth basketball coach.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
That's something.
Here we go, man.
Are you sure you want to start this off like this? Are you sure? I'm going to be a youth coach.
I can't be a basketball coach,
Your body
bro.
Ain't set up to be a coach.
What? My body has nothing to do with coaching,
You
got to
know how to play basketball. You can't even double dribble.
You're not supposed to double dribble, dummy. What the fuck is you talking about? You're right. I can't double dribble.
You can't double dribble between your legs.
Nah, man. So what ended up happening was, you know, my son was on the rec team. You know what I mean?
You talking about basketball, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
He was on the rec team. He had a decent season. Mm-hmm. And the coach, he ended up leaving. I guess he didn't like the losses. I don't know what he did. He was a young boy.
You yelling at the coach?
I was never yelling at the coach. I let the coach do what they
put
do.
Put my
I'm
son
not,
in the
I'm
game.
I'm not that parent.
Huh? Put him in the game.
To be real go. With you, though, I could have been that parent.
That's why you ain't winning.
I could have been
you
that
stupid.
Parent, bro. I could have been that
you
parent,
was
but I wasn't.
Over the cupcakes and shit.
Nah.
right.
You want to eat? Man, fuck this. We lost. With your stupid ass.
Nah.
I can't deal with this.
I'm not that parent, but I could have been. But it's cool. And I think that's one of the reasons. Nah, this is one of the reasons why I want to take the shit up. Like, and my son's friend, they was on the team together. So his father took over like the little coaching job. So okay. He kind of knows me. So he was like, yo, next year you want to do it together? I mean, I ain't doing shit.
Oh, yeah, he offered you an assistant position?
So you're assistant coach.
Oh, yeah.
He assistant coach.
Yo.
Yo, so I went, yeah.
That nigga sunned you, son. He put you right up underneath here.
Hey, look.
Underneath
the shit I don't
want
to do,
nigga.
You going to have to do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, take him out the piece.
I did not know the hate was going
to
come.
We thinking
why does
the
hate come so
sit
fast
down.
On me? Like, why does the hate come so fast on me?
Get off my lip. Hey, Siri, turn left. Don't let stop that. Fucking with Siri.
Siri has nothing to do with none of this shit.
Don't let
bro.
That nigga sun you, man.
Yeah, nobody sun me,
carpooling.
Dave. Nobody sun me, Dave. Moses. Right. Fuck y'all.
He in Charlotte. I'm not picking nobody up.
Yeah, man. Don't let that nigga sun you, man.
Nah, we real need shit, him. Though. I don't have nothing going on. And I didn't even... Only reason I really consider it, because shout out to homie Reggie. His birthday just passed, too. He had, you know, when Detoria passed, he was like, yo, maybe you need your kids to see you in a different light.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like coaching basketball. Because we played basketball when we was kids and shit like that.
Yeah, you got knowledge.
He knows I got a son. He's like, yo, you know, switch it up. Like, so then this... When dude asked me about it, I was like, oh, that was the first thing that came to my head. I'm like... Wow, that sounds like a good idea. Fuck it, why not? I ain't doing shit.
How many single mothers you got on the team?
I know, bro. I haven't started
yet,
bro.
You about to find out, huh?
You want me to put you on? You want me to put you on?
Nah, nigga, I know what you doing, sir.
What are you talking
about? I know the game. I know the game. Don't worry about it.
Nah, not at all, bro. I'm not.
I'll be the assistant coach. I'll be the coach of the snacks.
So you
know it's always
so you bringing the snacks and the juices every
day. No, yeah, I bring the table for the snacks.
And
that's how you meet the women. You know?
That's what he rocking with the single mothers.
Oh yeah, that's his job though. He'd be like,
right?
You'll be his assistant.
Though. Assistant, snack coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Dave, I need you to go get the ball real quick.
Nah, we. I'm only dealing with snacks, dog.
Yo, come on.
Now
bro.
You got me picking up balls.
Nah,
we're not doing that. I'm only dealing with the snacks.
That's crazy.
Capri Suns. Fruit snacks,
too.
You know what I mean?
Hey, yo, Dave, get the... I ain't getting shit.
Yo, the cones in the back, Dave, like, real quick so we can set them up?
Snacks, dog.
That's crazy, bro. I thought you had me, bro.
We in there.
I thought you had me, man. It's all good. I wanted to ask y'all this, though, real quick.
I can see you coaching, though. That'd be good for you.
Really? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
You ain't shit. I mean, you gotta know your fundamentals, huh? You know your fundamentals.
I mean, you know the game and
you
stuff like that.
Can
and
you
I think
teach
it'd be
the kids?
Though.
That's the whole thing. You gotta be able to. You gotta be able to. You know, hold them little niggas' attention.
It's really about having fun and doing yourself
and don't teach them niggas that losing is okay, because that's some soft shit.
That's some trash shit.
You know what I mean?
Nah, hold on, now. Nah, don't come
if
back in the
lose,
locker room.
If you lose, no snacks. I'm shutting the snack bar down if they lose. That's how we do.
Tell them don't put too much stress on losing.
Tell them don't put too much stress on losing, yeah. But it's not okay to lose.
Nah, it's not okay.
Yeah, I'm not. Come on, like, what are we doing?
And no loser trophies.
But the
I think loser trophies is trash.
Hold
if
on,
you,
first,
if you ain't
first,
get away, if you ain't win, you ain't getting no fucking trophy. No second and third place trophy.
First
that
of all, that's
not
corny.
Even a little medal, a little bronze
medal. Nah, ain't
medal
no medal, nigga. You lost. Try better next time.
But hold
you
on,
take this embarrassment.
First off, if you lose that,
fuck all that.
But yo, first of all,
that's why
if you
kids
lose,
is fucking
God damn,
soft.
Man, hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was going.
Well,
on.
Damn.
I just said like if you lose, like that makes you win too. You know
yeah, yeah, the
most
embarrassment
that'll
make you
push
win.
Your ass. Like man, we ain't losing no more. You see what I'm saying? So
my nigga, when you lose and you get a little punk ass trophy that say number two on it, come on, dog, we ain't doing that.
Nigga, man. Well, make it so bad, like, they used to make the number two trophy a little bigger, but
little
they make
small,
that
like,
shit small
on,
as fuck.
Yeah, man.
And the third person get this, like, you don't even get shit like a certificate.
Niggas might,
nah, the metal, a little metal. Put that shit little, around your
yeah,
neck.
Yeah, they be little than the second. Like, what the?
Oh,
Grandpa
man.
Using this for an ashtray.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Grandpa.
Oh, my God. You
fucking get third.
Now, I wanted to ask y'all, when's the last time y'all been fanned out before?
Hmm?
Fanned out. Like, you seen a celebrity, and it was like, man, like, oh, that's, like, that person.
I don't think I've ever been fanned out, but I remember seeing Swiss Beats in my hometown at the fucking the pizza spot. He was with his first wife, Mashonda, and they was in a Ferrari, pulled up to the pizza shop.
How'd you act though, Dave? Like, what was your...
I stayed back. We was watching from across the street. We ain't pull up or nothing like that. Because he was walking out.
No, I mean, it was from a distance though.
I was looking at the car. That's what caught our mind first, and then he walked out, and it was like, oh shit, that's Swiss Beats. And he was with his shorty or whatever. I don't know where they was going, but you know what I mean? He kept it moving.
I asked because, you know, I went to the game last night with my son. He took me to go see Luca. Shout out to Luca. He did his little thing, little step back threes. I seen it. It was nice.
Ooh.
About four or five times. Don't worry about what I just did, Dave. I'm just telling you the story.
I'm sure his form was better than that.
Don't worry about it. I'm telling you, don't worry about it.
You seen that shit, Courtney?
Don't worry about
Terrible.
It. Shout out to Courtney. Shout out to CJ and his bitch.
CJ got titties, too.
Oh, shit. What?
I'm just trying to motivate him because, you know, I know y'all niggas be working out and shit.
We're going to talk about that, too. Anyway.
CJ, show norms over there.
So we over there.
Choke any nigga.
We had the game.
I'm on choke mode, bitch.
Right.
I'm CJ.
I'm on choke mode
over there. When I got this on, I'll choke anybody. My butterfinger, nigga.
This nigga killing niggas over energy bars and shit.
We fuck with you, CJ.
he will kill you. No, fuck with him. We can only joke with him. We will not kill you, girl.
That's a fact. And CJ's gang.
Hey, CJ, you the must shut the fuck up. Full choke mode. You heard?
Kick the nigga walk off.
Pussy.
Why is that funny though?
Because hold on. When a nigga talk shit to you, how they beat your ass? That's fucked up.
Wait a minute. I want to talk. Let's talk about this shit. This is a topic right now. This is what had me going crazy.
How you gonna cut off my fanned out topic?
Oh yeah, go ahead. I'm talking about my kid here. You fucking disrespecting you, Moses.
You're right.
Yo, I see your son got the little afro and shit.
Yeah.
You know who he look like?
Don't worry about what he look like. Because I don't want to hear it.
He look like
yo, leave my son alone.
What's the light skinned nigga?
I don't know who you talking about.
From No Limit, the light skinned nigga. The light skinned nigga from No is it?
Oh, he's talking about
is that his brother?
What's the name that always be in the videos?
Yeah,
in the
with the little fro.
The one that got hit. I got the hookups.
Yeah, yeah. He looked just like that.
That's not who he looked like. Y'all gonna stop disrespecting my
DNA
son.
DNA test, nigga.
I told you that a long time ago.
Shout out to a cousin.
So we at the game, we chilling. First of all, we like 3 rows behind the bench, right? Cool. He's cool on that, right? But there goes the baby.
Oh, the baby was at the game?
There goes the baby.
Somebody icy?
Nah, he had his hoodie on and shit. He had his hoodie on. He was chilling.
Okay.
The homie Black Zach that was beside him, shout out to South Carolina, Columbia.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He was beside him and shit. They was chilling together. But I seen both of them. I'm like, yo, you know what I'm saying? They go to the baby right there because I know my son a fan of him. Like, you know, this Carolina shit, you know. You see, that's not the baby. I'm like, yo, I'm telling you, that's the baby. So then he got a clearer view of him. His hoodie came down a little bit. Oh, my God. That is the baby. Oh, my God. I'm like, yo. I can't believe you're doing this to me right now, bro. Oh, yeah. Like, yo, calm down. But you see who that is. You told me who... I know. Like, relax.
That's a kid. He's able to get excited.
Yo, he was killing my gangster while I'm chilling next to these white people. Like, come on, man.
You're trying to be gangster.
What are you talking about?
No. You didn't want
to. I'm chilling. Like, yo, you
was excited for him because that's how you want that.
You trying to be a gangster. Why are you trying to be gangster?
I'm chilling.
He was excited,
Dave, Dave, you know I like to be low key. I be chilling. Like, I be minding my business.
He's like, that's how I want to be.
He over here hyped, got excited, loud. Yo. It's the baby. Yo. It's him, bro. Like, bro, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me, bro.
He was ready to sacrifice yours.
Yeah, I thought he was about to run on the court to go get him. Like, yo, dab him up.
Did he faint?
I thought he was.
He fainted like the white girls in Michael Jackson.
I thought I was about to fan his
baby.
He fanned out. I thought I was about to really fan him. Like, what the fuck?
The baby!
Love my son, man. Love my son, man. He fanned out on me, but it was dope, though. I ain't gonna lie, I did get excited for him. I was happy for him, you know what I mean? So that's why I asked, when was the last time you got fanned out? Because I'm with Dave. I don't be getting fanned out.
You got fanned out, but you just didn't want to show it. You too grown.
Nah, bro. I've seen DMX. I've seen, you know what I mean? I've seen Jadakiss. I've seen, you know what I mean? Like, I never got fanned out about it. It's like, oh, that's them. Yo, they cool. They chilling. Right. And
I think it'd be like,
I'm not up to running up to nobody neither.
Right. Like, I walked past Alchemist in the city one time.
Now that's dope.
Yeah. I didn't even realize it was him until I passed him. I was like, oh shit.
Hey, remember I told you I seen Currency at the car show last year. You know, I said what's up to him. He was like, mm-hmm. yo, what up? You know what I mean? I just keep it pushing. I'm not into that shit. Like,
I mean, I think that's the way it should be. I ain't trying to be funny. Like, you got some dudes you fan of, like, you're not so strongly, but yo, what's up? Like, you know what I'm saying? Kids might be. Let them be, but you see a fancy woman, I think you'd be struck. Like, you see Nikki, yo, Nikki, yeah, he's smiling, man, yeah.
Nah.
Don't even care about
the booty in that. Bro, nah.
You crazy.
I don't know.
Nah, because I'm trying to think about who I might have saw, like a woman. And I'm like,
I haven't seen any famous women.
I'm not saying not going to be crazy, but, you know.
I probably fanned out about Trina.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you don't drop it low,
nigga.
Oh my god!
Just keep it.
See where they go with it. You know what I mean? You see where they go with this bullshit?
Oh
man?
Yeah.
You know this nigga.
I'm not gonna.
No, I'm just gonna tell.
Yo,
don't do this shit. Y'all some bullshit.
I'm not.
Don't
make
do
me.
Don't do this. Cause
shit. Cause I will go there. Cause I can see you.
I think the only thing I would
say. I can see you.
The only thing I would say to her would be like, you just don't know Nan, nigga. That's it. Like, you just don't. You don't know Nan, nigga. That's it.
I can see it.
That's it.
Trina.
Nah, come on, bro. Come on,
that
bro.
Damn arm going to go
what
up.
What he say? What he going to say?
Trina. Damn arm going to go up. She go like, what? This nigga twerking already. Trina. You don't know now.
That's
wrong with him? Okay, thank you. Trina.
I'm done with you, man.
Like a nigga on the Future video.
Future!
Oh, yeah.
Yo, I would never, nigga.
Nah, I can see you being like that.
I would never.
I know you would. It's cool, though. Don't worry about it, man.
I'd probably say DMX and punch somebody. Bro.
You ain't never.
DMX!
You ain't never fanned out, Moses?
Nah, I done seen a couple of people but never been like, so fanned out, go crazy. It'd be like, okay, that's what's up, you know? Been at, you know what I'm saying? Especially where I work at, I've seen a lot of people. So, a few little stars. A lot of people from Tyler Perry. So,
no autograph. You ain't want no picture.
TI, stuff like that. I seen him, but I don't know.
You went crazy when you seen Mr. Brown?
I didn't see Mr. Brown. It was like another act of Tyler Perry. Another little
who the fuck knows? It's a whole bunch of niggas coming through there. Shout out to Tyler Perry.
Damn, the light skinned chick with the glasses be at, you know? I can't think of her name.
I don't know, nigga.
She bad, though.
Dancing the wrong nigga.
She is bad.
Shout out to CJ. Like I said, we back on this workout shit, right?
Shouts out to CJ over there.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows when you try to work out, you know, the first couple weeks, it's always the fucking worst. Everything hurts. You straining shit. You trying to work shit out, right?
Yeah.
Fuck CJ, all right? For the simple fact, to the point to where it's like, bro, my arms, I couldn't move them, bro. Like, I'm trying to roll up, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, after the workout, I like to roll up, smoke some. I'm over here trying to lick the paper like, dude, I can't reach the shit. Like, I can't even reach, like, trying to roll, like, it's fucked up out here. Like, I'm trying to do the simple things in life and, like, clean my ears out with Q-tips. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's struggling. Like, I'm sitting on the toilet trying to wipe my ass. It hurts.
It puts you on the metro workout.
Yo, come on, man. Like, I thought, like, you supposed to ease into this bullshit.
Like, Terry, he put you on the metro workout. It's like Damon Wayans and shit.
I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know what the fuck is
crying.
Shit is terrible, man.
I'm just saying, you gotta
know.
You
wouldn't last though, Moses.
You gotta know when to work out.
No, you wouldn't last, Moses.
Nah, because I'm not gonna be crazy.
No,
because
you saw. Because
he's
telling you, no, because
he's telling you, look at my arms, and you looking.
Nah,
I see the fuck out there.
I see him.
Get the fuck out there.
I see your arms. I want to be like that. And you sitting there doing push up, doing crazy
first
stuff.
First of all,
ain't drinking no water.
Let me tell you exactly what's going on. No, this is exactly what's going on. I'm sitting here saying,
nah, you don't need no water.
Bro,
call me scum. Say I'm filled.
This thing is funny.
Say I'm a piece of shit.
What?
No.
No. No.
That's crazy.
No. That motivation.
Bro, I'm in there. He's like, yo.
Slap your side head.
Bro.
He has the bomb, bitch.
Check this out, bro. He has me in there doing shit, and it's like, yo, CJ, I'm not trying to be big like you. I just want to keep a nigga off of me. That's it. Like, I'm not, I don't need.
He's keeping you tight.
I don't need 30-inch arms.
Your
shirts, I'm not, I
your
don't want to be the Hulk.
Been,
I don't want to, that's not my life. Like,
no,
that's like, come on, bro.
Your shirts have been sangling. They ain't been tight. He,
you
been
working
out.
His pythons?
No, I don't want none of this shit. Yeah.
You want to play? I'm trying to get you yoked
like,
out
if I get in a scuffle, it's like, yo, let me keep a nigga off. I can breathe. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. Like, I'm not trying to walk around like this.
No. Nah, that's what you want.
No.
You want to flex that front.
No.
You tired of flexing that back. They tired of looking at the back, confusing the front. Because they like, oh, he's strong. Oh, God. Damn, what happened to the front? You know what I'm saying? So you getting the front right.
You know what I mean?
I just tell
got
CJ.
Got your arms right. Look how you sit.
I tell CJ, I'm just trying to get
and you got them.
Look how you sitting.
That's funny.
You like a goddamn remote control now.
I'm like, yo, CJ, I'm just trying to keep a nigga off of me so I can get to the car and get to the gun. That's it. Like, I'm just, you know, that's all I'm trying to do, bro. God damn. But whatever, man. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
So I need that workout. Call you scum and shit. You work out harder.
Shit's bullshit, bro.
Cry like a little bitch afterwards. That's a good workout.
I cry the whole.
You ain't crying like no bitch.
I cried the whole fucking workout, nigga. What do you mean?
If you ain't crying like no bitch after the workout, it ain't a workout. You just can't come up. Oh, that's a nice little workout. You gotta fuck DJ, man.
Spring
my arms. I'm supposed to drop.
Nah, real shit. Like, yeah. Steering that wheel is trash. Yo, nigga, don't go through the drive thru having to pay for some. My nigga.
Cruise control.
My nigga, it's trash, yo. It's trash. But spring break is coming up. Kids going to be out of school.
Spring break.
I feel like I'm going to hate it, but not that much. Because I ain't really got shit I really want to do with them. I'm still kind of scared taking them places. You know what I'm saying?
How long is spring break?
At least a week.
Oh, man. What you worried about, man? Be all right.
Yo, you don't understand, man. My daughter talks a lot. Like, and she wants to do everything.
Take on your little Uber route. You know what I mean?
I do that anyway.
There you go.
I already do that. Yeah, we out.
Man, it's ready, man. You got to get lit. Turn up, man.
You ready for spring break?
Yeah, man.
You going to get wild? Where you going?
Spring break, man.
Where you going?
It's no spring break for adults. Mm. Fuck is you talking about?
Oh, my bad.
Going everywhere. Going to work. Going everywhere. I'm going to be flexing.
Remember the spring break shows on MTV?
They were wild.
Them shits was litty.
You was loving them shit.
Cancun, them niggas always in Cancun.
I was watching them. I ain't gonna lie, I was watching them.
Yeah.
I was filthy.
I wish I was that age to go out there and fucking wild out with the white folks.
Woo! Yeah. I used to love that shit.
That was back.
Woo, John,
that was back when Girls Gone Wild was out. I was litty.
Oh, man.
Little white titties.
Oh, my homie Tyrone, woo! God had a black friend there.
Hey, look, nigga, couldn't wait to see some white titties. Yeah.
Couldn't wait to see some,
wait to
white,
see some
titties.
White titties. That was
yeah, you knew the
I
black.
Was said she was so overrated. You know, like, now I look back, like
she couldn't even wait before they started even start.
But I mean, wasn't the thing back then that the, like, you know, the white girls had the bigger titties? Or was that
I don't know what the thing was. I was young. I didn't care who titties I saw.
I didn't
as
care
long
for
as it. It was a lot of white ones that was showing. On
I didn't
that
care.
That
right. I felt like the titties was ragged. That's why you're showing ragged titties.
Listen.
They're just letting
until
them
the Black Ice came out. You feel me? Then it was.
Oh
on.
No, we can't even. Well, we can't. You can't skip Freaknik and Mardi Gras tonight. It was all showing the titties. So
Freaknik was the craziest. I would like to go to Freaknik, but it was a rap before.
We could do something.
I was too young for that.
Bike Week was our shit.
I mean, yeah, but I never wilded out at Bike Week.
Shit. That was your problem. You're stupid.
Nah, I'm just going to look at bikes.
Right.
No, nigga.
I'm driving down there with a car and I'm chilling. I never got the room. I never did that, honestly. Yeah. I've heard stories, but that was never my thing.
Smoking the balconies, doing crazy shit. Come on.
Yeah, I hear some good stories from
when you walking down the strip, you could look up and you see people, niggas fucking on the balconies and shit. Like, right. Shit, wild shit was going on out there.
It was.
Good
wild
times.
Shit was going
good
on.
Times.
Good times. Good times. Good
times. He said, looking up, yo, he's fucking him.
Niggas was wild, bro. Niggas was wild.
Bike Week! That's hey, what hey, give him that. Damn, kids.
What would kill me on fucking Bike Week, nigga be playing the same song.
Oh, yeah, playing out the cars.
Oh, my
shit.
God.
Yeah,
like, yeah. That
What's
was
wrong
the
with
hit.
That, though? No, you
no, it was. Yeah. But, like, if a nigga already played it, I'm just saying, try to switch up. It was so many shit to play. That be thumping.
It was playing the hits, man.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you knew it was going to get worn out.
But that was CDs back then. So, you know what I mean? You couldn't really, you weren't really, I mean, you had, you getting the mix CDs, but they just didn't have a mix right.
Man, you had
that's
the,
all. They didn't have a mix right.
Yeah, the
my mix would be fire.
What's your mix? What's on your mix?
You had if I go on the Bike Week and I was in the Lexus, oh, that Jeezy was going off. That Gucci was going off. Some Lil Wayne was going off. Some T.I. was going off at Bike Week. Like,
you on playing Rich Boy? That what was killing too down there. Throw some D's on. That was killing.
D's on that.
That's crazy.
That I wasn't was playing killing. That like that, though. I ain't even going to lie. A lot of Jeezy, a lot of Trap or Die. Definitely a lot of Trap or Die.
What song?
Shit.
Think of the whole album.
I'm about to say the whole shit was riding. The whole shit. Yeah. Especially street niggas. Man, don't get me started. The intro, don't get me started.
Oh, you was wearing all black then, right?
You
that's
had,
when you was
had the gut no way. You thought you was Guwop.
I never thought I was Guwop.
You should see this nigga was fat back then.
Yeah, he was fat.
It was disgusting.
Yo, he was greasy.
What? What the fuck?
It was nasty.
Yeah, his skin
was
looked
fat.
Greasy.
You know what I mean? Eating good.
Like rotisserie chicken.
Shout out to the old days, though.
Nah, man. Miyabi's was every weekend.
You know what I mean?
Miyabi's was everywhere. All that rice.
Yeah, because the chef throw the food in your mouth. And everything. You was loving that.
He was loving it. Throw it!
Oh, no.
Put some more butter on it.
Nah. Don't let him do that to you, Lex. Don't let it.
Oh, my tongue's buttery. I'm saying, that nigga's tired.
I've never sat there.
You never
like,
caught
yo,
the shrimp?
No.
He was catching shrimp?
Hell no.
CJ. I used to dip it for him and everything.
I used to dip it for him.
Put some rice on it.
Never.
Watch this.
Never.
Never.
Even when it's the birthday songs and shit, do not come my way with that shit. Don't bang your drum, none of that. I don't want none of that.
That's funny.
If I miss it, you catch my belly. I get it.
Listen,
my belly is a plate.
Oh, man.
So, when's the last time y'all had somebody y'all fuck with, y'all love and shit, and you realize that motherfucker was greedy?
Like how
just greedy. You just notice some greed about him. You want me to give you an example? I'll give you an example. Don't worry about it.
Sure.
I love Dave. Dave is my man.
Dave
is my brother. Like blood. I called a weed man.
I'm like, yo, what's up? You know, you got some of that runs, you know what I mean? I'm trying to come through and get some of that runs, you know what I mean? I put Dave on the weed, man. You know what I'm saying? Nah, ain't no more of that, man. Ain't no more of that. What the fuck you mean ain't no more of the runs, man? I'll figure out something for you. I'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. All right, cool. Yeah, so I'm not too mad at Dave because they figured it out for me. But when I go get this shit, they say, yeah, you know, your brother Dave came through. Yeah, he bought up all that shit, man. He just bought up all that shit.
He didn't even have that much.
It doesn't matter, Dave.
And I gave some to Moses, too. He got it.
You ain't tell me.
Ain't had nothing to do with me. I got what he got. Shout out to the weed man.
Jesus Christ. What's wrong with you? I was just like, come on, bro. Come on. You're greedy. You're greedy. You smoke too much.
He ain't even had that much. I'm trying to tell you, it wasn't even like that.
He ain't even had that much. You know
what I mean? Nigga, yo, niggas be getting mad about that.
You know what? Like, he bought it?
Yeah, him?
What are you getting him for? You ain't had nothing else.
Blueberry?
What the fuck?
Purple?
I can't wait to see this nigga Dave.
And the wee man snitching too. And I know you listening, weed man. You got to talk about that.
We're going to
talk about that. When I go back you and see, shout out to you, though. You know what I mean?
Shout out to the weed man. This
nigga's crazy.
Nah, that's the only thing I had about some weed. That was about it. That's the only thing I had.
Got to be quicker than that, you feel me?
That's what I thought you was going to say to me in the first place. Like, what the fuck took you so long to go even get something?
Well, you know what I mean?
That's what I thought you was going to say to me. Like,
hey, well, something good, man. You got to hurry up and get it.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
You sitting there, oh, it's going to be there. Okay.
Yo, shout out to DoorDash.
What?
Yo, them niggas is thieves, nigga. Them niggas be stealing, nigga.
What?
Yo, Fab put up how DoorDash dude came and went into his vehicle, stole him and his kid's sneakers out of that vehicle while the DoorDasher was doing an order for somebody else's house.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? Got them all on camera, going inside, taking boxes, leaving out.
Why you shouting them niggas out? They ain't talking about some shout out to DoorDash.
Because y'all fucking trash.
This is stupid. I'm
fucking losers. Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? That's why I fuck with Uber Eats. I don't fuck with DoorDash niggas.
That's why I fuck with Uber Eats.
Fuck you, DoorDash niggas. Y'all out here stealing this shit. Y'all dashing with the wrong shit. Yeah. I don't know. Hell no.
Nigga, you delivery banging? Yeah. What are you doing over there?
You know what's
the Uber? Fuck DoorDash.
And y'all some thieves. You already know.
You grab up, you pussy.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Big pussy. That's all I'm saying. Big pussy.
Big pussy.
What you want me to do, Dave? Yeah, it's for the set, Dave. What you want me to do?
Bro? Oh, shit.
This nigga's crazy.
That's nuts.
Nah, but nah.
Yeah, that's fucked up, though.
Oh, yeah, they going there stealing shit. Come on, man. You can't do my man Fab like that, man.
Damn. You can't. Fab. Don't do nobody
well,
like
I mean,
that.
Well, I mean, yeah.
True. Stop stealing. And stealing and shit.
I'm living a fool, motherfucker. Like, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Food,
get in your fucking car.
Because I'm telling you, somebody, they're going to meet the right one.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to meet the right one.
Nigga,
keep fucking around.
He's all on camera. Fab talked to the neighbor, got him on camera. It's Ring cameras everywhere.
Right, right.
Got your information. I mean.
Seeing the car and all that.
Yeah, like just because you wearing a little mask, get the fuck out of here. Nah, it's over for you.
I hope they catch his ass.
I think they called him because he put it out saying, yo, return the shit. It won't be no repercussions as far as, like, me going to the police, right. You losing everything. You know
losing
what I mean?
Your teeth, nigga. You might lose your teeth.
Fuck it with him. Who knows? But, you know, he put that out there. And then eventually I seen he deleted it. So I'm guessing everything got handled like it was supposed to.
Or, well, mate, he was kind of... That post was a little bit threatening, so maybe his people told him to take that shit down.
Nah, it was on some threatening shit as far as, like, getting the police and shit involved. Not him doing any harm or nothing like that.
I guess. Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, I hope everything worked out.
Nah, it was a threat. Stop you stealing. Your ass. Don't you bring the shoes back.
Fine.
I thought you said we was cool.
Fuck that.
Right.
Pussy.
Yo, so how the fuck they gonna let Jussie out, bro?
Why?
How they let him out?
He's an empire.
Man, how the fuck they let him out?
He's
man?
A legend.
They let him out while he appealing his joint. I ain't mad at that. Let that nigga out, man.
He's a lion.
I don't care about that shit, man.
He's a lion.
Fuck that.
Why you mad? Got more time, bro.
For why?
For what?
Nothing happened.
He ain't do shit.
It was an act.
He ain't do shit but lie, and he ain't waste nobody. He just wasted niggas' entertainment time. Yeah.
Time,
if you was that invested in the shit.
He brung in the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah, he did some extra shit.
He brung in the,
extra shit. He yelled MAGA. He tried to take advantage of the time, but... Man, fuck that, man. He be all right, man.
Nah, he's trying to get money.
You know the...
He's trying to get money.
They give these people short time. The fucking actors that was getting they kids in the... was paying their kids way in the college and shit back in the day, maybe like a year or two ago. Them niggas did like 30 days or some shit like that. Them niggas fucking cheating the whole system, taking away other kids' opportunities to get in because they filling slots and shit. Paying their kids way. Kids don't even want to be there in the first place. Wasting people time. Niggas got 38s. Quick. Get them out of there. You know I mean? A nigga did 7. They appealing. And then the appeal got to go through, though. You know what I mean?
True.
Because he could still go back and have to do his time.
But
free that nigga, man.
Nah, I don't know. Put his ass back in there.
Don't be out here doing some
dumb
shit.
Do at least another week.
Nigga.
God damn, man. Come on, man.
He be all right, man.
Some bullshit.
He was on the yard, man. Jesse was walking around there thugging, nigga. The fuck you talking about? You don't think so?
No.
You don't think he was on the yard?
No, I know.
He was on the yard for at least 2-3 days, dog, because he was in a ward. You know what I mean? He was in a psych ward. He came out. He was on the yard. He was running shit for a second.
He was playing that Tupac.
You know what I mean? Ain't nobody was fucking with him.
How do you want it?
Shout out to the jail niggas, man. Especially the ones that don't belong in there. But shout out to the ones that just, you know,
word,
holding their heads, period. You know what I mean? Jesus.
Shout out to the niggas holding it down. And showing them niggas that come in there, ain't no game.
Pussy. Shout out to the niggas terrorizing niggas in there. That's what you saying.
Get over here.
Hell no.
You ain't right, Moses.
Yeah.
You ain't right. So since you niggas won't go skiing with me, will we go jet skiing?
What
are you talking about?
We can do anything. Let's do this. Let's try to do sports stuff. I don't know why. You move different. I keep telling you, your body's different.
No, but listen.
I have to look after you. No, certain stuff you cannot do.
Jet skiing is different, bro. You don't want jet ski? You want to get on the water, ride some shit, dip out?
I'm with the jet ski. I don't give a fuck. As long as I got a life vest, I'm gravy. I don't give a shit.
We just seen you did some kind of thing and it went right. No, so when that water hits you back.
I ride four wheelers and everything. Don't play with me, Moses. Why the fuck you fucking with me
the
right now?
The four wheelers is different.
Now what? We gonna go out there?
The four wheelers is different.
We gonna go out there. We gonna go jet skiing, my nigga.
Go
and
out
I'm
where?
You,
where you talking about? Where we going?
Where you wanna go?
There we go.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
We go to the K-Fear River. God damn it. What the fuck you wanna do?
Now you gonna be in there.
You out there.
I don't wanna.
You go in there and catch herpes.
Man, you want no bodies out there. Dead bodies swimming up in your leg.
Dave, hold on.
Snakes.
Branches. You're going to get an ill rash.
Niggas to old ships.
You're going to get a rash.
What?
She going to be connected.
From the K-Fair River?
Yeah.
What?
You're going to grow another third leg.
It's your town. You know what's in the K-Fair River.
I don't know what's in the K-Fair River. I don't even want to find out, to be honest with you. Right. You know why? Because I'm not going to fall. Okay. I'm gonna watch Moses' dumb ass fall.
Why my knees shaped like this? This came from River. No joke.
Nah, man. I thought y'all wanna go jet skiing with me. Y'all don't wanna do nothing with me, bro.
I mean, I do it. I'm not doing it in Cape Fear River.
You're
gonna
go in that dirty ass. Well, what's the ocean over there in Myrtle?
Atlantic.
Yeah, you wanna go in the dirty ass Atlantic?
All of the water is dirty, if you wanna be honest.
Nah,
you know?
Not all of it. You know, some is clearer than other, but you see that water at fucking.
You want to go to White Lake?
What?
Getting algae.
Right.
Now we're going, fuck it, let's go to Miami.
Miami?
Oh, and Moses, God. We can drive. Oh, my God. We can drive, no, Moses.
You can drive. I'll meet you down there. I'm not driving nowhere. You driving?
Putting this nigga on the bus, then, man. Yeah, because I got Sky Miles. Fuck that. Yo. I ain't driving.
No, I don't care what you do.
Put this nigga on the bus.
Gotta put him on the bus.
Amtrak or something.
Muslim too.
Because he can't get on the plane.
That's crazy, bro.
Not getting on there. Can you fly? Can you jump out there and fly?
What you mean?
You mean like flat my arms?
I'm supposed to fly?
I don't have no problem people flying, but I don't know.
I mean, if you're scared of planes, just say you're scared of planes, bro. It's cool. Like, it's not. It's
if
fine.
I had to, I'd fly. Some money, yeah. It's got to be worth it.
What you mean?
It's got to be worth my life.
You don't go. Don't worry. He don't want to ride
this
jet skis.
This nigga is scary, man.
Yeah, he don't want to ride jet skis, dude. Cool,
this
man.
Nigga's scared.
Okay, what the fuck you talking about? Take the pills and fall out. You see what happened to Young Thug and Gunna?
What happened to them?
They got kicked off the private jet.
Yeah, nigga, we ain't going on
a
private jet.
I want a private jet.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you won't be leaving Fayetteville then, nigga.
Oh, you got it.
Fuck this nigga thing you going to see,
huh? Dirty water, private jet.
Okay.
Oh, you got some money, bro. Right.
Bush B. Bush all right. Beats.
All right.
Speaking of Young Thug, we want to rest in peace.
What?
You be tripping Lakeivia Jackson. Nah, real shit. Lakeivia Jackson. That's Young Thug's, one of the mothers of his child.
Okay, rest in peace.
And he happened to get into an altercation down there in Atlanta, and somehow it was over a bowling ball. And when she was leaving, the guy shot her and killed her.
That's crazy.
That's some bitch ass shit.
That's exactly how I felt when I was reading it, Moses. Like, what
y'all
the fuck?
Don't be taking stuff like too seriously, first of all. Like, and second of all, you might need to worry about your surroundings. Cause they coming.
I mean,
they coming, bro. Like,
and not even just because
no
of who.
Like, what's wrong with you?
Not man? Even just because of who she's affiliated with. Just why don't you think that anybody, a woman don't got a brother, a cousin, a uncle, or you know what I mean? That's willing to yo, where he at? Like, you know what I mean about that type of shit.
Not only that, just to. Senseless murder is just ridiculous. Like,
what, you shot
it,
her?
It couldn't have been that argument. Couldn't have been that serious for you to
over
kill
bowling
somebody.
Ball. But you lost the game, my nigga. Like what the fuck?
That shit's retarded, man.
She picked up the wrong bowling ball? Like,
I don't know.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, sorry.
It don't matter
bro,
what
like,
even
what
happened.
Fuck?
It could have been over some fucking potato chips. Like, nigga, you fucking stupid.
I hope they wasn't using the same bowling ball size either, because. Women usually use smaller bowling balls. So if you picking up the small one and they fighting, use a bitch strictly off that right there.
I mean, they in Atlanta too. So
he's a sick man.
It's crazy, bro. It's fucking crazy. So I read that. I seen that. I can understand what he going through. You know what I mean? Losing something like that. You know what I mean? It's fucked up, man. Like that shit is fucked up right there. You know what I mean?
Tragic. That shit is fucking crazy. Like, what's tragic. Really going on, bro? Like,
and you a dude, like, you know what I mean? Like, for one, you ain't supposed to put your hands on a woman. You shot her.
Just say
like,
what it is. You don't say you a dude. Say you a bitch.
You a bitch. Yeah, you a bitch for that shit. You a
that's
bitch for
is.
That shit.
Ain't no,
I don't
you
even
a dude,
think they.
You a bitch.
I don't think they caught dude yet.
Oh, they gonna catch him.
I hope they catch him.
In the ditch.
I hope he don't do no
lay the fuck out bitch ass.
And then I hope he don't do no bitch ass shit like, you know, kill himself. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he gonna have to.
Come on, man.
Talking about I hope he don't kill. Kill yourself. Twice. Come back alive and then do it again. You hear what the fuck I said? Twice. Kill yourself.
Twice. Yeah, that shit crazy.
I'm just
man.
Saying
rest
you put a
peace.
Red dot on your head anyway. You just say, I want to get murked. Put in the dirt.
Yo, so I was talking to my brother and he wanted to hit me with the dumb nigga of the week. he says Pete Davidson. He said Pete Davidson's dumb nigga of the week.
Why is he dumb?
I said, why, bro? And he said, because he went and got Kim K's name tatted across his chest.
I heard it was branded. It's not even tatted.
It's not tatted. It's a brand, like.
It's a brand.
Oh, okay.
That's even
like
worse.
Like a cow.
Even worse. Right. Yeah. Even
like a
worse.
Fucking piece of meat.
So they got the mark of the beast right there. He might as well put 666 on his fucking chest.
Fuck's wrong with him?
This nigga crazy. Yeah, you know what?
I think he's just trying to prove too fucking much.
I think she might be moving a little bit closer to what's shorty name? My black queen. Erykah Badu for Voodoo Pussy. She neck and neck with her right now.
Oh, that's where you at with it, Dave.
Listen, she
there's something going on.
She a top contender for
there's
the voodoo.
There's something definitely going on. She's up there with
she
it.
She up there.
She's up there
she
with
right
it.
She right behind her. If not, right next to her.
Damn, man.
She done set a couple niggas up. Got them going nuts.
Nah, just that. That's what they want. Ain't no setting
you gotta stay
nigga
out that
up.
Family.
Just,
that whole
that's
family.
That's what they fucking
you
want.
I really wanted to. I mean,
Reggie Bush said, fuck that.
I was going off of
he left her ass. That's the only nigga
right
I know that right, said, right. Fuck that. That bitch met the family. Oh, fuck, I know.
Yeah, he survived.
I'm fucking you and get the fuck out of here.
He got up out of there.
Huh?
He definitely
also
did.
My trucks back. Beep. Beep.
He got up out of there.
Beep.
That's a fact, bro. That's a fact.
All them other dumb. I'm not trying to be funny. I don't think other niggas been dumb.
No, you always funny. You talking about
other,
you ain't trying to be funny.
Nigga, he looked at dumb.
Where you going?
Chris Humphries?
Yeah.
He was looking stupid. You ain't seen that nigga since.
Thank you, because the show ruined him. You looking stupid. Every time somebody give, look at this.
Bruce did the flip flop.
Yeah. Turn the nigga to a woman. I want to be a woman now.
Nuts.
Voodoo. Fuck a man. I want to be a voodoo woman now.
That what you say? Voodoo?
Man. Stay away from the Dashians, you heard?
I was just going to ask y'all, what, like, would y'all get a woman's tatted on y'all?
I'm sure we talked about this before, but no, I'm not doing like that.
You said what?
Would you get a woman's
tatted
on
you? You said what now?
Would you get a woman's
tatted? I don't understand that language.
Because nah. I'm over here like, yo, what the fuck she got to be doing to, like...
To get a brand.
Yeah,
not
yeah
a tatted,
like...
We tatted. We together.
She got the snappy nappy sad dugout, man.
No, he's stupid.
Yeah.
I'm not... It's plenty other... Bro,
is she the throat
it's
goat?
So many,
like, what are we...
No.
What the fuck is going on? Like...
It's just that. It's just good
from
for him.
From the Ray J tape, she's not. I seen that tape. I remember it. She's not a throw goat at all.
She could have advanced it from then, since then, though.
She could
have got better. She could have got better. Yeah, he's going. Everybody's going crazy.
It's like the Black China tape.
You know what? I think she like niggas that got mental health issues. They all like them. They sister. Chloe. What's my man name? Lamar Odom. You know he fucked up. Prayed on my dog. Yay. Everybody know niggas knew Ye was fucked up from before.
Yeah.
Crazy Pete fucked up. Pete on some shit, on some depression shit. He getting branded.
Maybe that's just their thing. Some, they just going out the old.
They like depressed niggas.
Yeah.
That's a little predator.
I was getting ready to say
them niggas is predators, man.
Ah, man, it's looking scary out there.
Stay away.
Stay away, man.
You better stop talking about Kim, man, before you get Soulja Boy talking shit about you.
Soulja Boy talk shit about me?
Yeah, Soulja Boy talk shit about
old nobody
boy
listen to us, nigga. And I like Soulja Boy, so I mean, that nigga, shit. Soulja Boy,
nah, that nigga threatened old boy. Said, don't be talking about Kanye White, I mean, baby mama. You get murked.
Oh, he threatened.
Who he said that to?
He threatened Pete.
Yeah, he threatened him.
He was just talking shit to him.
He
over
was talking
there
shit. No, he threatened him.
I'm sick of Ye.
Only I can talk to Kanye like that.
I'm sick of Ye and Pete. You know, they just going back and forth.
Yeah, I'm sick of all that.
I mean,
shit.
Honestly, I ain't trying to be funny. Nobody's really paying attention to it.
You they ain't paying attention to it.
You looking kind of. I'm not saying Kim ain't got the bag, but it's nothing to really be fussing about. I ain't saying she got the bag, but ain't really nothing to be fussing about. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Especially you going through them like that. God damn.
Hey, I'm going to just say this. Be smarter than Pete. Don't get branded. Be your own brand.
Why? This nigga.
What, bro?
Oh, my gosh.
Be your own brand. Bro? What? Nah, niggas going to brand what they think.
Don't get branded. Be your own brand.
What you want me to do,
shut
bro?
The fuck
I want a brand weed. It told me to brand what I want to be. So brand weed on me.
This nigga thought it was some slick shit he said, CJ. No, nigga.
You just move fucking on. Niggas. That's why niggas be fucked up. See what I'm saying?
What you mean? Niggas
if
be
you
fucked
gonna
up.
Brand yourself, brand with something within yourself.
This nigga flip-flopping shit.
Yo, that's crazy.
I like falafels. Brand falafels on me. Apple pie.
Falafels. I don't even know what that is.
Don't worry about it.
Shaboobie.
And I'm getting the fuck out of here, man.
There we go.
I'm tired. I'm sleepy.
You always tired and fucking
sleepy. What episode is this?
128, right, man. I got to get some fucking sleep.
128. We out of here.
Fucking went to Charlotte. Fucking Nidale here. Sick of y'all. Fuck y'all.
I've been traveling.
I'm tired.
To Charlotte. To go see Sweaty Man. Run up and down the field and make points.
It's a court. It's not a field, the stupid. Field.
Oh, I'm sorry, the courts. See, I love saying stupid shit.
Nah,
because
you stupid.
Because I know you get mad about it and correct me. You see how I play? I just, ooh, I'm so fucking
so
smart.
So that you just that so smooth. You just that smooth.
It's a fucking court.
Episode 128 out this bitch.
You're still watching Sweaty Man run up and down the field. Say it.
The field again.
With a ball.
We out, man.
Holding balls.
You need help, bro. You need help, and I'm gonna get you help because I love
no,
you.
No, that's what you do when you work out.
No, think about basketball.
Yo, check us out on Twitter, dirty underscore water. Underscore water underscore NC. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. Instagram is Dirty Water underscore podcast. My shit on Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
What's your shit, Moses?
Dirty Water Moses.
My motherfucking nigga. We out this motherfucker. Episode 128, 26, and...
I like to see him sweat!
And fuck with us on YouTube.
I like to see him sweat!
Fuck with us on YouTube. Fuck this nigga, you're...
It went into his eye.
26, and...
Don't touch me.
Word.